Renaissance 2013, Part 2. Blog entry also written on January 20th, 2013. Given my Catholic raising, I never read the Bible myself, but I'm fairly certain that Jesus was about lack of judgment. I am pretty sure he was about accepting everyone, no matter what. Jesus was definitely about peace, and he was most certainly about trust and love. Jesus didn't pick and choose. It doesn't work like that. You can't support life in one situation and then support death in another and affirm consistency. You can't claim to be following his example while simultaneously discriminating against anyone for anything. It doesn't work like that. That isn't the truth. I won't live in a world where I will more likely be attacked for what I just wrote than others out there in their official robes and in their official positions, influencing beliefs that couldn't be further from Jesus' message. Nope. Illogical. Something has gone awry when we are incapable as a society of recognizing such obvious inconsistencies and not being able to just firmly state them as such. Because this comes down to straight logic. It doesn't matter your specific belief about anything of which I've been writing. This is about being a thinking person and agreeing as thinking people with the truth of the logic. For example, you cannot have a healthcare system that claims to have as its goal making people well when it profits more when they are sick. Illogical. You cannot have a prison system that claims to be rehabilitating people when statistics show nothing of the sort. Given that it, too, has become largely privatized, this shouldn't be surprising. There exists much greater financial incentive to keep the prisons full rather than to truly help those who land there in a manner that will result in them not landing there again. The exact opposite exists in our prison system at present. Illogical. There is no longer a need for a discussion over so many things because the absurdity of the massive levels of hypocrisy existing in all areas of our society makes it unnecessary. Simple logic is all one needs to follow in order to come to very necessary conclusions. Sadly, however, we are graduating less and less high school students each year that have the ability to comprehend basic logic. Inductive and deductive reasoning skills are not possessed by significantly large numbers of our society. Consequently, a smaller and smaller percentage of folks have this sort of intellect required to keep those in power honest. And it isn't because they aren't smart. It is because, as I experienced, they are already 3 years behind by the time they are in sixth grade. The majority of my first-year students had a third-grade level of comprehension. How was it possible that so many were already 3 years behind? Illogical. With the system set up as it is, there was no way these kids were ever going to catch up, statistically speaking. But even in the education system, I couldn't speak up without punishment. Nope. My honest desire to try to create an environment best for the students made me threatening because it threatened the system. They made me the department chair in my second year, thus indicating they recognized my gifts and wanted to capitalize, but only so far. As soon as I did what leaders do, they blacklisted me. Like I said, there is no way to explain with logic what I kept experiencing in my life. How could I continue to try to fit into these obviously broken systems? And why? I was not being motivated by positions or titles, or money, or material possessions, and I still wasn't succeeding. All I was trying to find in the world up until 2008 was a place where I could use my gifts and talents to my fullest potential in work that was challenging and fulfilling. Who could have imagined that would be so difficult? When the nonprofit schools demonstrated to be no better than the corporations, I knew the situation was indeed dire. However, I had no idea where to go next or what to do. No accident that at this exact low time of my life, I landed here in Sarasota. The fast track of finding my way out of the madness began here 4.5 years ago. I began to check out of the fear-based world when I made the conscious decision to turn off the TV in mid-2008. And I've been slowly checking out ever since. Slowly, until I began to realize in February of 2011 that I had the power to actually create the world I wanted for myself. After taking some months to adjust to that truth, I had to decide what kind of world I wanted. What did my dream world look like? I hadn't really considered the likelihood of this ever happening, so it took a while to remember all I had dreamed about for the previous 30 years. This is what I found I desired for my reality, my world, my bubble. I want to live in a world where I can trust freely, where I can love freely, where I can be freely, where I can discover and share all that I am, knowing that no one is judging me or threatened by me simply because I have been born with all the capabilities I possess. I want to be in a world where I am not limited, constricted, or bound any longer. I want to live where there is only cooperation because everyone knows there is no lack, only abundance. I want to live in a world where I get to work and play with people who are also living in this manner. It is so much easier, much more fun, unbelievably creative, and way less damaging emotionally because everyone in this world must be real. You can only play in this game by being you. Lovingly, but unapologetically, you. You in the most fearless and trusting of ways. No ass kissing here. No try to be who you think your boss wants you to be garbage in this new game. I want to be with people who understand that we are here to thrive and to help one another and to enjoy life, not to struggle endlessly. I want to be with people who understand that if you've had the opportunity to thrive more than others, you have gifts that you can share with them to help them get to where you are at. Likewise, people who recognize that those same less fortunate folks have just as much value in the world. The lessons they can teach to those who have had less of a struggle are actually invaluable because they have been ignored as having any value whatsoever for so long. I want to live in a world with friends who know this truth and who are just as eager as me to light other guiding lights, for there is a lot of darkness out there right now and we need all the light we can get. We must begin with the brightest, which is to say the ones living their truth to the greatest extent possible. Those are the individuals with an energy that changes worlds. Those are the energies we are going to find, connect, and create with. I want to be surrounded by friends who are just as excited to help those who are still living in so much dark because we can and because that is our responsibility to ourselves and to one another, for we are all connected. I want to live with people who trust and love as I trust and love, treating one another with the respect and understanding that we never intend to hurt the other, but when we do, we should be able to talk about it honestly, forgive, and move beyond. I want to live with people who have the ability to communicate honestly, beginning with themselves. I want to live with others who learn to have no expectations of or conditions on those in their lives. I want to be encircled in my work and play with friends that know it is not anyone else's job to make them happy other than their own. I want to be with others who understand and use their power from a place rooted in nothing but love. Mostly, I want to live in a world where I support and am supported in all new ways by those I love and trust. It matters not what our blood relation is or isn't. It matters not what our ethnic background is or isn't. It matters not for how long or how little time we've been friends. It matters only that we love, respect, and see value and beauty in all aspects of life without labeling or judging anyone or anything as better or worse. It is all about the energy, and I want my world to be one of as much positive, creative, loving energy as possible. This is the world of which I would like to be a part. I am only now unleashing all the chains that were bounding me for 3 decades. I have no idea what is going to continue to come out of me, but I can tell you that I will not be chained any longer. My spirit cannot take it. I was blaming the world my entire adult life for the chains until I realized I had my own freaking set of keys to unlock them. I discovered that we get to call mercy. When we want the pain to stop, to truly stop, we are the ones that get to say when. That changed everything. You mean I can have the life of my dreams right now? Simply by paying attention to my beliefs and thoughts? Everything I have ever dreamed is just waiting for me, you say? And you say that I get to those dreams by raising my vibe? And I raise my vibe by focusing only on the positive as much as possible? Are you serious? Ah, all the way to the core positive. Well, crap, that is going to take a lot of work to reverse all that trained negative, but I'm always up for a challenge. When I put my mind to something, I don't just do it. I kick the shit out of the task. I know how to do with the best of them out there in this paradigm. I just hadn't yet found anything close to what my heart was calling for. I hadn't yet found a job or a project that really deserved all of the Allison energy and focus. This was that project. I was about to dedicate my life to the positive energy that supposedly led to the world of my dreams. I wasn't sure how to do it, but I knew there was no other way, and this was an assignment I was finally inspired to complete. This was a test for which I didn't want to just cram. I wanted to learn how to do this well. I wanted to learn to do it very well. My world at present is a result of the learning. The learning how to be. Forcing myself to slow down. Quiet down. And to learn to hear, feel, and see the limitlessness of the time in which we are living. For the past 3 months, I have been combining both the being and the doing to my full capacity for the first time ever in my life. I am aware. I am conscious. I am rooted in my heart. I am focused, and what has happened and the manner in which it has happened will appear to be truly unbelievable given it has only been 3 months. And still, with words and pictures and proof on the website, you will not yet be able to fully comprehend how incredible this discovery I made 2 years ago has been. The power of this game is quite simply that there is no limit to what we can create, nor to how it can be created. I am so excited to now switch my focus to the doing as opposed to the writing of this, for the words can barely describe what this new game is all about. I am very ready to move beyond the words. 3 months only, and you are about to see just one example of Renaissance 2013. I am only one little example. I have already lit the lamps of lanterns much, much brighter than me. And we are only just beginning. The literally thousands of stories I have in my head tracking this process for the past 2 years are crazy beautiful. And now that my dream team is officially involved, as of last weekend, the beauty has multiplied exponentially. I don't need you to believe it. I don't have any expectation for you to believe it. I don't care if you believe it. I am here only for those that want to be here too. If you don't want to be here, that is completely cool. I wish you well. I wish you happiness. I wish you love. I thank you for your presence in my life. I cherish all the positive, happy memories we shared, and I move forward knowing that when I think of you, I have plenty of happy upon which to focus. No worries at all. Everyone is not yet ready for this shift, and that is perfectly okay. I am here for the millions that I know are seeking to hear, see, and feel proof of the truth calling them. Just use me as an example of what you can do in your own life, relative to your own happiness and to your own dreams. I am simply out here trying to inspire each and every one of us to take one step closer at the end of each day toward our full potential, rather than one step away. But only you can answer that question of direction. Which way are you going? I am here for those who want to move closer. I am here to support, encourage, and guide those who want to learn how to create their own happiness. I am here to love those who have searched for it in places and from people that are not capable of providing it yet. I can be that one truly non-judgmental, unconditionally loving energy, cheering you on to follow your heart and soul. I will be that energy because I know the power of it, and I know I am here to spread it. And I know what the power of that sort of love provides for someone, especially when that someone is able to allow it. If only through my words on this website and through my actions that you will learn about on Tuesday, allow me to be this example of what we can do and be in this world when we lose the fear of the unknown. Before you meet the dream team and finally learn of all that I have been busy doing, allow me to list a few things. In the digital renaissance, there exists no competition, no comparing, no expectations, no failing, no perfection, no suing, no judgment, no hate, no blame, no greed, no lack, no discrimination. And here is a short list of beliefs, values that, if held, will only aid you in this amazing time. Trust, love, compassion, abundance, cooperation, community, appreciation, gratitude, forgiveness, no ego, connectedness, oneness, synchronicity, faith. Each individual possessing different, unique value, not better or worse or equal. Each individual possessing different, unique energies, emitting everything from our surface energy to the energy of our deepest beliefs. Tomorrow, you meet the dream team.